Tonight on The Celebrity Apprentice, Gary Busey thinks steaks come in flavors like wintergreen and menthol. Even if your brother was the king of pop, NeNe will still make fun of him. And why you should never call John Rich boy, or worse yet, cowboy. It's Sunday night. It's Celebrity Apprentice night. I'm Reed Kerr. With me here on the podcast, the DonkeyTaco.com podcast, is Kimberly Kerr.
Hello.
And there is no joy in Mudville. They have sent Gary home.
I'm stunned.
I am shocked.
You pretty much the entire episode said, I'll bet you anything, there's no way Gary is going home.
I was so completely certain for two things. One, I thought they would win the task.
I did too.
And number two, if they lost the task, I thought somebody in the boardroom would slip up and say that we weren't really trying, because they weren't really trying.
No, they weren't trying.
They were totally sandbagging it to make Gary look, well,
like Gary.
Appropriate. Yeah, not bad, but just appropriate. So,
I mean, they weren't going out of their way to like sabotage him, as John Rich kept insisting that Gary was the saboteur. Yeah, they definitely weren't going out of their way to help. They didn't want to win.
Yeah, they saw that Busey was leading them down an awful path, and they didn't do anything worse than they normally would have, but they did exactly what they were supposed to do, and no more. Nobody pointed out to him any of the things that went wrong.
Right.
And John Rich actually at one point was seriously covering his own backside by making sure Gary signed off on the menu, knowing that Gary would screw it up. So the whole time I figured something would happen. The women would lose, or the men would, somebody would admit they were sandbagging and Trump would throw them off, just because Busey would stick around.
So, well, and you know, Gary really didn't give Little John anything to do. So he pretty much spent a lot of time sitting around doing nothing. And in the presentation and everything, I mean, you know,
he had to cut out numbers. Really, that's it? That's the biggest thing you came up with? You've only got four guys.
And putting tissue paper in a box.
Yeah. I am stunned at this. And Busey was already, you know, he was already on borrowed time, basically. But I still thought he was a big enough star that they would keep him around. Because there's nobody now that moves the needle on the men's side.
Oh, there's going to be no drama there.
No. Well, there's no drama, but there's nobody that you tune in to watch. Rich, Little John. Little John's audience is not that audience. Meatloaf really doesn't have that much of an audience. And, you know, John Rich is, he's the John Oates of whatever that band was. You know, there's no big stars there. So in the post-game promo, you saw, well, all the drama shifts back to the women's side now. So I don't, and it's 5-on-3 now, women against men. I don't know. You know, I don't even, I guess they won't split up the teams yet, just because they're fairly certain that NeNe will kill or be killed by someone.
But they should. They always have in the past. I mean, you 5-against-3, that it's, usually they just, you know, split them up, make it even. I mean,
so
they would have 4-and-4 if they split them up.
Yeah, I don't know. I bet they don't. I bet they give it one more week and just light the fuse on NeNe. All right, on the show, Gary, what I love is the juxtaposition when they show last week's episode of Mark McGrath getting voted out, and they showed Gary coming back in. And did you notice what they cut to? Like 12 shots of the guys drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Beer, shots. I think Little John was shooting up at one point. Just like, Busey's back, and I need a good stiff belt.
Yeah, they weren't happy.
They weren't happy. Did you notice how happy the women were?
Well, you know, the women were all kind of chanting, Mark, Mark, Mark. And then Gary walked in and they're like, oh, Gary. Yeah. And then they didn't know what to say. And they were, you know, tried to be nice to him, I guess. Hope happened to be walking in that direction. So Gary thought she was coming in for a hug. So he hugged her. And
I bet she can still smell him on her, too.
Yeah, he smokes, too. I didn't even know that.
Was that in the show tonight? Or
he kept going out on the balcony smoking when he should have been telling him what to do. But
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
No, I didn't actually realize that.
You know, David Cassidy got in trouble, too. To begin with, I assume they all smoke at some point or another because they're all in Hollywood. But I did see Gary carrying around a lighter at one point.
Yeah.
So I just assumed that's... And when I look at Gary, he doesn't look like a guy that really smells well, regardless of whether or not he's smoking. I mean, he could walk right out of the shower and he would still just have that sort of manic street person look to him. So anyway, okay, so Gary did that. I found this interesting that LaToya, who won some stuff last week, she went to her charity and she was very, she was very forceful about her charity, that she's been into charity work ever since her brother died.
So like two whole years?
2 years
almost
ago.
2 years, yeah.
Wow, really? That yeah. two whole years.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that, you know, being part of the Jackson family, I thought perhaps she... What else did she have to do?
What the hell does he have to do?
I thought maybe she was just like one of those, you know, like the trophy wife that's always like involved in charities and stuff like that. You know, she's like the worthless Jackson. So I thought she probably was involved in charities all along. But no, she came right out and said, you know, I've been involved in charity work since Michael died, which, again, hasn't even been 2 years. So I don't know. I mean, I found that kind of surprising.
Yeah, but... LaToya is still technically a Jackson. That's really all I've got on her. I don't know what else she does.
She really seems sweet. She's just, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of hard to hate on her. She just is.
That's
exactly.
You don't expect her to bust out and sing something or you don't. I don't know if she's good at anything.
I do have to say that. The preview for next week, I mean, I'm sure we'll get to that, but whenever NeNe was like bitching about Star and she's like, you know, nobody else will snap at Star, but I will because that's how I roll. And LaToya comes up from behind her and she's like, yeah, because that's how she rolls. I thought that was hilarious because that is just so not like LaToya.
No, that's actually doing something.
But it was just funny. I mean, that she was actually mocking, you know, NeNe and... Of course, there's no love lost there. You know, NeNe did call her Casper the ghost last week.
Yes,
so.
NeNe is just mean.
She's mean. And,
she
you know,
has no filter.
You know, I'm sure we'll get to this, too. But, you know, she got all upset because in the boardroom, Trump kind of called her out for being a hater. Don't get upset when somebody calls you a hater if you're a hater. Because that's what she is.
Yes.
She's negative. She doesn't like anybody. She bitches about everybody. She has an opinion about everybody. I mean, that's her. That's her on this show. That's her on the Real Housewives show.
Yeah,
so,
that's part of her appeal. I've seen it on Facebook. There are people who love that because she's very honest. Now, she's honest about her own opinion, which a lot of the time is... horribly misinformed, but she will say things on this show and on her show. She will say things that, well, you know, some people say, well, I'm just saying what you're thinking. She says things no one is thinking. And then she punches Kim Zolciak in the mouth behind a Target somewhere and she's a folk hero.
Yeah, but I'm fine with that.
Yeah, nobody minds that. That's like, you know, that's the kind of crime I think we can all get behind.
Although I will say that I've usually been on NeNe's side with the whole NeNe and Kim, you know, but this past season, I don't know if you really watched much of it, but their latest feud, I really think NeNe was in the wrong. So
I don't have feuds with my friends. I have friends and people that used to be my friends.
They're not friends. They're all on a TV show together and they're all kind of forced to interact with each other to make things interesting. So
it's like working at a TV station then.
I guess.
Okay. Memories. Okay, what else we got? Celebrity Apprentice-wise?
Well, where do you want to start at the beginning?
I guess. You got notes. What do you got?
Well, one of the things that kind of... I noticed it last week and I just didn't say anything, but every time that Trump and, you know, his two kids, Chinless and... whatever you want to call Ivanka, you know, come out to announce the task and all that stuff. Ivanka is always carrying a big ass purse, which I'm sure is a purse that probably costs more than our house, but it's so unnecessary. You know,
it's just one of those things that gets a purse that's paid big money to be on The Apprentice.
I guess that's a possibility. I mean, to me, it just seems kind of like a show off kind of thing.
Well,
she doesn't need it. She's not leaving from there and going to work or, you know, something like that. I mean, they're basically on the set, you know, I mean, it's just
she doesn't have like a change of diapers in there and some change for the change for the toll booth on her way into work at Wendy's.
No, I'm thinking not. But anyway, that's just one of the things that kind of aggravates me. So,
well, you don't like the Trump family in general.
No, I mean, no, I don't really have a problem with the Trumps. I do think that the boys have really bad hair. Apparently, it must be a rule in that family that you all have to have really crappy hair, because Don Jr. and Eric, which I didn't even know existed until the Celebrity Apprentice.
Eric is like that other Ozzy Osbourne kid who didn't want any part of the show. Who we sort of know, but we don't really. Nobody. She's kind of ethereal. We don't remember exactly what she looks like.
Oh, yeah.
That's what the other kid
is. She's a smart Osbourne.
Yes, she is.
Anyway, they both slick their hair back, which is not a good look for either of them.
It's not a good look for very many people at all.
No.
But here's the thing. Your dad has made all the money and lost all the money and made all the money and lost all the money and made all the money. You don't want to have better hair than your dad. You don't want to show him up. You want people to look at him and go, he looks ridiculous. And then you walk in and they stop talking about how bad his hair is because your hair is awful. And you got the whole chinless thing going on. So it's, you know, it's like hanging around with people that look worse than you.
He needs hair to, you know, distract from the fact that he has no chin.
Yep. Okay, the tasks for this week. I was really amused by the fact that Gary made meatloaf cook.
Well, I'm sure in his mind it just seemed to make sense. I mean, his name is Meatloaf, so you'd think he likes meat. And he's kind of a chubby guy. He's always kind of been kind of chubby, so he probably thinks that he can cook.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, he's named after a food. He must be able to cook. So, and that was part of it. Meatloaf couldn't cook and didn't say anything. And then Little John and John Rich both were talking about they could cook.
Yeah.
And they didn't say anything.
Yeah, I mean, that's right from the beginning. It was apparent that they were just kind of throwing it. They didn't care. I mean, they were just sitting back and letting Gary fail because I guess they wanted rid of him. Mm-hmm. But John Rich actually made the statement that this was for charity and he was going to bring his A game. But I really didn't see any evidence of that.
Mm-hmm.
They just let him fail. None of them stepped up and did anything that they weren't asked to do. And that's just, I don't know. That just didn't seem right to me. I don't know. I thought it was kind of crappy of them.
But this whole episode seemed to center more around the men than the women to me.
I agree. And that's one of the reasons why I thought that even with Gary as their project manager, just like the last time he was their project manager, I really thought they were still going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Because the women didn't really do exactly what they were supposed to do.
Yeah, they were supposed to.
It was supposed to,
have a
to be a live cooking demonstration. And the women didn't do that at all, except for Nene. I mean, she put a lobster tail on the grill, which, you know, that was fine.
Mm-hmm.
But the others didn't do that at all. And I really thought that they were going to come down hard on them for that because that was
You thought that was the out.
Yeah.
You thought even though the presentation was good, that was going to be the out, the thing that they said, you didn't do what we ask and therefore you lose and Gary sticks around.
Right.
I was with you on that. I thought that might be the case.
And the men, I really thought that, you know, even, well, I don't know, even though Gary, right from the beginning when he started talking about the kite.
Okay. I guess it was last week. I made a joke about you send Gary out to, you know, go get some shrubbery and he comes back and he has a kite.
Yeah.
Maybe he was listening because suddenly he starts telling a kite story.
Except this was filmed months ago, so yeah, I'm thinking that you really need to go out and play the lottery.
It's just extremely random, even more random than Gary, because, okay, you have the task and Meatloaf is cooking and Meatloaf does the thing that the chef told him to do and everybody thinks he can cook. And that's, in all honesty, that's all you've got to do. If you're on TV, if you're in radio, whatever, if you just know enough to throw out like one expert tip, people just assume you know completely what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me on this one. I do it all the time. You get one good piece of information, you throw that out first, you're a genius. So Meatloaf was doing well. I can't believe the man's name is Meatloaf. He did well. Gary then comes out in between each part of the presentation and tells the quintessential random-ass Gary Busey story. tells a story about the Father's Day. He's got the family all planned out.
Well, the first one was the anniversary, and it actually wasn't bad until he started talking about digestion.
Yes, your digestive tract on your anniversary.
And I was like, I mean, it really started out well, talking about, you know, this romantic dinner, and then he was talking about the digestion was clean or something like that, and I was just like, oh, this is just taking a horrible turn.
Yeah, I mean, you, perhaps you're... For those of you listening at home, perhaps your anniversary winds up somewhere in your colon. I don't know. Ours really doesn't, so we don't think that far ahead. Not going to answer that one, I hear?
No, I was just thinking about Craigslist. Oh, they're different podcasts.
Yes, if you missed it, the oh, by the way, podcast available on iTunes. See, I only missed, only 16 minutes into this one did I remember to plug that. The Craigslist podcast.
I'm going to have you record some kind of a jingle or something about... our podcast being available on iTunes, make you play it at the beginning of every podcast.
I wonder if we could get some band from the 80s that's just touring around playing boat shows and county fairs and get, you know, have Survivor cut it for $50.
I was going to say maybe we could.
Doggy Taco! You know, something, you know, just get them to swing by the house and, you know, throw it out there. Yeah. I was thinking. Okay, anyway, the Craigslist podcast, you spent basically a whole day on Craigslist finding goofy shit, basically the weirdest, most bizarre personal ads until the next time you go on and you'll find a whole new batch of them. Yeah. So that's what you were joking about there,
right?
So that's also up at iTunes and on the Donkey Taco page and all that other stuff. The Gary Busey
listen at your
story,
own risk, yes, kind of thing.
Yes, not suitable for work unless you work at Craigslist. So the kite story. The first story was about the anniversary and the digestive tract. That was that was okay and then took a hard left turn. The next one is about Gary's got this family all planned out in his mind. The son, 14, the daughter, 12. They get the dad, you know, meat and a kite. And you fly the kite, and the kite is free advertising. Was Gary trying to tell them to include kites in their boxes of meat?
It seemed to make perfect sense to him.
Everything does. He never goes, what did I say? He always has a train of thought.
But everybody, you know, of course, this is, you know, edited this way. But, it, you know, the way that they were showing it, everyone in the audience that was listening to him was just like, what?
Yeah.
What does a kite have to do with steak? And, you know.
Okay, to begin with, it's 2011. Nobody plays with a kite anymore. A kite is like... It's like backgammon. A kite is like a kid with a hoop and a stick, and he's beating the hoop with a stick, and he's running along beside it. Nobody does that anymore. Kids don't go out and play with kites, much less on Father's Day. Remember to get their father not only a kite, but the official kite of Omaha Steaks, or as Nene would call it, Omaha.
They were all saying Omaha. I mean, I didn't really see the big deal about that. I
have worked with a lot of sponsors. And like Little John said on last week's episode about the panda, he said we didn't want to mess with the panda because a lot of places are worried about their branding. He's absolutely correct.
That was a koala, by the way.
Whatever the hell it was. It didn't matter. It was some kind of
bear.
Black and white bear. I don't know.
Okay, no. The koala was not black and white.
Well, now this is taking an ugly turn right in the middle of the podcast. As I was saying before I was wrong about everything else, yeah, there's sponsors are always very concerned about how they are portrayed and how their logos are. So if you want to, you know, if Coke is going to sponsor American Idol, American Idol doesn't go to Coke and say, hey, instead of using your logo and catchphrase, how about we change it up to this? Instead of saying Coke is it, we say... you know, Coke's the shit. You know, that's not, they're not going to let you get away with that. That's what I'm saying. So if they want you to say Omaha Steaks, you say Omaha Steaks.
Which is another reason why I thought the men were going to win.
Right.
Because, you know, they had already commented on the fact that the women were not saying Omaha Steaks. And Gary Busey had the crowd chanting Omaha Steaks.
Right. So they would have chanted anything so that Gary didn't come up there and take out their garbage for a week. Did you hear that? Remember that random one?
I actually wrote that down.
Whenever Gary makes
Don't you forget it or I'll come hunt you down and take your garbage out for 2 weeks.
Whenever Gary makes a compound sentence, the second half of it is pretty much gibberish because he's going somewhere and then he's just out there. You know, it's like, I've posted quotes on my Facebook before from him. They all seem to kind of fade away because they don't make any sense. But he'll say something, and, you know, we're going to do this here and all that, and then I'm going to go ice down the wombats. You know, just there's something at the end of the sentence that makes no sense because he only has so many correct nouns and verbs before he gets out there. And the kite story was totally random. And nobody flies kites. Nobody brands their logo into kites anymore. Kites are ridiculously old school. So that's, I think he lost some there. The other thing about Gary. Why the hell does he think steaks have flavors? Why does he, he kept going on about multi-flavored steaks.
Well, they were trying to come up with their variety pack.
And so he thought he meant like, oh, it's a ribeye that tastes like
well,
peppermints.
And he kept saying, you know, they're trying to come up with a name. And he said Omaha's multi-flavored steaks. And the other guys were like, what? You know, and Meatloaf is like, huh? He's like, steaks don't come in flavors. And he's like, yeah, you know, they do. And he mentioned like the filet and like the, he never could say bone in ribeye. He was always saying in bone ribeye or something like that. But I mean, I think he just couldn't get it clear in his head. I think he knew what he meant. Yeah. I think he just meant different cuts of steaks and that, you know, that they do taste a little different. I don't think he really meant flavors until they mentioned, are you saying that you want them to put the seasonings or whatever in the steaks and ship them that way? And he was like, yeah.
Sure. Now that we're here, yeah, that'd be fine. Just kept going about multi-flavored steaks and nobody, it was like, they don't do that. What do you mean? It's, yeah. I could just imagine Gary, you know, it's like the way popcorn is now. We used to be, you had popcorn and then you had like the cheese popcorn and you had the caramel popcorn. And now you have like 50 different flavors and colors. You can get blue popcorn if you want. That's what I was thinking about for Gary and the steaks. You know what? When I get an Omaha steak and I've had one, they're very good. You know what I like it to taste like? Steak. I don't need anything else on it. Just bring it to me. Okay. What else have we got here? On Gary's last stand, I really thought they were going to keep him.
I really did, too. I thought it was pretty funny when he was talking early on about them thinking that he was crazy or whatever. Right. And he made the statement that he had been on TV and movies and doing concerts for 40 years.
Right. And I don't remember a Gary Busey concert.
I don't either.
I think he may think that. When he was filming that Buddy Holly movie, he was actually Buddy Holly.
Possibly. I mean,
because wasn't that, that was his, like his first role. And he was good in that. He was good in everything up to the motorcycle wreck, rather. He had some good roles.
Yeah.
And then after that, Point Break was okay. But there are a couple of things in Point Break. Like when he tackles the guy and says, don't move, squid face or something. There's just some Buseyisms in there. There's that one scene where just out of nowhere, he jumps up on the police desk and pretends to surf, and it looks like everybody in the room is afraid of him. There's still some Buseyisms in that. So I'm shocked he's gone. And with him goes most of the personality on the show. Now we have to make the women fight, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what else you got? I'm out of stuff completely. I'm headed home. So,
well, do you want to talk about the women and their demonstration?
Yes. Let me say this to start with. The Playboy Playmate, I still don't know who she is or what she does. Hope, Dawn, Faith, Charity, Parkman, what's her name? Hope. When I saw that she was going to be the project manager, I thought, whoop, she's gone. That's it. You know, she's
You said that the entire time we were watching the show. You're like, whatever happens, Hope's the one's leaving.
Well, yeah, because she's the lowest Q rating on the show. And that's, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of times that's the way it works.
Well, that's, yeah. Well, you know, they were trying to pick out which cuts of meat or whatever they were going to prepare and all that. And Star decided, you know, she needed to do like a petite filet because of, you know, her heart issues and all mm-hmm. that. And for whatever reason, LaToya was supposed to do a bacon wrap filet, which seems stupid to me that they're going to do two filets. And Nene was going to do lobster. Mm-hmm. And so then Nene actually came up with the idea that they should do like a steak and a seafood and a hamburger. So they kind of switched LaToya's at the last minute to her making a hamburger, which she didn't really make an issue of that. But she did make an issue that her side she was going to serve with her filet was cream spinach. And yeah. She was like, you know, I, you know, she... she doesn't really express herself all that well anyway. And she was just like, well, I'm going to have to change my side. And anyway, I thought they kind of made an issue of that, that she was acting unreasonable because that she was kind of like, well, I'm going to have to change my side dish. And, yeah, you know, and they're like, we're just telling you to cook a hamburger. It's not that big of a deal. And she never really said anything about the hamburger. She was just trying to figure out what to fix with it.
Yeah, the spinach does not go with a hamburger.
She still ended up fixing cream spinach. They didn't really focus on that anymore, but I saw her making it. It looked really good.
That might be all she can make.
I'd like to have some cream spinach. Go make me some.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, I know. You're afraid of anything green.
Yes. Green thing's bad. but Omaha steaks are good. Sorry, whoever won, I don't care. So, Nene... And we talked about this earlier. Nene has a professional attitude. That's why we know who she is. To begin with.
No, she doesn't have a professional attitude. She's famous for having an attitude.
Well, her profession comes because she has an attitude. That's what I'm trying to say. Without her attitude, she is any one of the other people on any of those shows, and she ain't on Celebrity Apprentice. She still might be beating up Kim behind a Target, but... Because everybody wants to do that. Anyway, okay, two things about Nene. To begin with, she has no filter. She will say whatever comes to mind. When LaToya sprays oil on her hamburgers and it goes up, she's going to make the Michael Jackson joke. She's going to go, I thought you were trying to treat me like her brother.
She's trying to pull a Michael Jackson on me or something like that. And I was just like, did she really just say that?
Yeah, she goes there.
She really did.
She really did go there.
Now, a few years ago, that really wouldn't have been a surprising joke, but, you know, people are a little bit less likely, I think, to make fun of him now that he's dead.
Right. Now, I mean, now that he's dead, he's not even a molester anymore. Yeah, we forget all of that.
Now we just celebrate him.
Yes, we just celebrate Michael Jackson.
It would be nice to be able to just forget all of that and just go back to, you know, really enjoying his music. And he was amazing. He really was.
He was.
I still like his music.
I think most of his music is very well produced. I'll put it that way. It was the soundtrack of the 80s.
This is so true.
Now, the other thing about Nene is that Nene does not like it when deaf people have to finish speaking before she can.
Well, the point she was trying to make there, I think, actually was a valid one. They only had 4 minutes. Mm-hmm. And, like, she was cooking and she was saying things. And then, like, Marley would interrupt her. But see, Marley had to sign to her interpreter. Mm-hmm. And then her interpreter had to tell Nene what she was saying.
Right.
So I think what she was saying was that Marley needed to let her finish what she was saying. And then they would have it kind of planned what, you know, Marley was going to be saying to her. So that I really didn't have that much of an issue with. I mean, it did seem kind of odd in a mm-hmm. way to have the deaf person being the host.
Right. But she is the most famous of the remaining ones, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Yeah, I really do think
so. You got to make your most famous, you got to put your most famous person out front. It's because that's what people remember. And it's Marley. So just slow down a little bit, Nene. Come on. I mean, it's not like she's cutting you off on purpose. Or maybe she is. I don't know. Marley Matlin seems... She seems really hot. I don't want to say that the wrong way. And she also seems like she really has a dark side and an evil temper.
So if you think Marley Matlin's hot, how come I couldn't get you to watch The L Word a couple years ago when she played a lesbian?
This is a long story of us that probably should deserve another podcast. I just could not. I tried to watch The L Word. It should have been my favorite show of all time. Outstripping Seinfeld and News Radio and everything else. I should have been walking around in an L Word t-shirt. It just didn't go for me. I don't know why.
What, you watched like one or two episodes.
Okay. When I say it didn't go for me, what I mean is the thing that you think would draw me the most to The L Word for some reason didn't click with me. And I watched, you know, probably 4 or 5 episodes total all the way through. I watched a whole lot of fast-forwarded sex scenes. So... We can be honest here, can't we? Nobody's listening, right? You know, it just didn't get me. I don't know why. I didn't. It was not my thing.
You fast forwarded during the sex scenes?
No, I fast forwarded to the sex scenes. Oh, okay. There's a lot of talking in between that I just didn't care about. I'm sure there was a great plot there because that show was on forever. But anyway, so thanks for listening, Mom, by the way. So glad.
Your mom's not going to listen to this because she doesn't watch Celebrity Apprentice.
So we're free to say anything. Is that it?
Sure.
Anyway, I think Marley does have kind of a other side to her. But I digress. I hope she's not listening, actually. Wouldn't that be weird if she, like, she wanted to listen to the podcast and she just had the interpreter listen to it and then just like sign the whole thing back at her? That'd be strange. It's so weird. Why wouldn't she have a female interpreter? So at least the voice would sound female.
I don't know. I think that guy's been with her for years.
I think so too.
I think I read that.
That relationship is usually a longstanding one, because I've known athletes that were that way too. So. And this is nothing at all to do with the Celebrity Apprentice, and now we're back.
I think anybody that listens to us more than once knows we're kind of random and go off on tangents. So
absolutely. And we hope to do that again later on this week.
Yes.
With American Idol and the Donkey Taco podcast. And you and I still have at least probably another 17 hours of podcasting to do just about goofy stuff that happens in our life.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Here are some of the stories we're waiting for to whip out on the Donkey Taco podcast. The washer repairman that financially raped us. Today's great organ transfer. That was the. That, in fact, hang on just a second.
Oh Lord.
Later on, I'll explain this. I will explain in great detail why I have something here that makes those noises now and how totally random the universe is from time to time. This is just front-loading stuff. We have lots of other things that we can do when we're not celeb apprenticing it, right?
Yeah, we have lots of goofy things that happen in our life.
Okay, what else have we got celebrity apprentice-wise? John Rich, at some point, accused Gary Busey of calling him boy. He said Gary said it when no one else was around.
Well, he said it when he said it off camera.
The cameras were off. Mm-hmm. Right. No, I'm not saying he took him into the dumpster and called him boy, but Gary's insane. You just got to get over that. I mean, I don't think he meant it as an insult. I don't think Richard Hatch, purposefully, put his elbow on David Cassidy's head and rested it there in the first episode. But, that's the way it got.
I am surprised how offended he seemed at this. It just seemed like he's Gary Busey. He says all kinds of weird, inappropriate shit.
Yes.
I mean, to get that upset about him calling him boy, he'd already mentioned it to, Little John or Meatloaf or whatever. Then he mentioned it to Gary and said, they were talking about something. He goes, and yesterday you called me boy and don't you ever do that again. And Gary was like, well, I didn't realize it. And I'm sorry. I apologize. And then Gary's like, do you accept my apology?
No.
And John's like, no, actually, I don't. He was like, because you should have apologized yesterday when you said it. Well, obviously, Gary didn't realize that he said anything wrong. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just thought that was kind of petty.
Okay, well then.
And not the last we were going to hear of it.
And then they go to the boardroom, and Gary comes up with the brilliant criminal mastermind plan. I didn't call him boy. I called him cowboy. What? Okay.
Like the Dallas Cowboys.
I've lived in Texas since 1974, 75, somewhere in there. There's no cowboys. That's not a popular expression around here. That's nothing. That's just a guy lying to save his ass at that point.
I think he really should have just stuck with, hey, I don't remember saying it, but if I did, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But
come here, boy.
To say,
hey, Scooter. Come on, Tex. It's a nickname. Cowboy. Come here, cowboy. 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 That's nothing. That's like just making up a word for something else and trying to make it, it's like a cribbitzing. You're just making up a word and trying to get people to stick it because I didn't think that John Rich, I didn't think it was nearly that big of a deal, but when Gary obviously lies about it, well, then the bad needle goes back on him.
Yeah, so, I agree. We remember what Trump said about it?
I do not.
About John being so upset about it.
Yeah, and he said, that's bad. You know, would have been worse. If he'd called Little John that, and he calls him Little John like he's. Like he hangs around in the valley with the green giant, Mr. Little John. It's kind of ironic considering that Trump's in hot water for referring to the blacks last week in his soon to be aborted quest for the United States presidency. Trump has a show out and he's pretending to run for president. I don't know anyone that doesn't believe that this is just more publicity. He headlined a WrestleMania, for God's sakes. He's just publicity. He's just about the publicity. But yeah, it's awfully ironic. He's in trouble for that. And he's saying, well, if we call Lil Jon boy, we'd be in even worse trouble.
I can't imagine Lil Jon would have been more upset about it than John Rich was, mm-hmm. the way he acted.
I think Lil Jon would have just gone and drank six more beers and just not cared. I think he's gone farther than he thought he would, and he's just cool with whatever happens at this point. Yeah. Has he been project manager yet?
I don't remember.
I don't think he has.
I don't know.
I don't know. We're down to...
Maybe not.
We're down to eight, so...
How did they pick Gary tonight? Did he volunteer?
I think they just pointed at him, and he thought he volunteered. I don't know. I think they just wanted Gary to take it, so hopefully they would lose and it'd be over. I mean, that's...
I guess.
That's what it seemed like to me.
Oh, LaToya did make the comment that she thought they were giving her a hamburger so they could get rid of her. Remember?
Yeah.
Because they switched her at the last minute or something. I don't know. I just thought it was funny. Because she definitely... I mean, I don't think she's wrong. I do think she's the first person that they would point their finger at if, you know, they think she's the weak member of the team. Mm-hmm. So...
Well, unless they get the playmate into something revealing pretty quick, she's not really had much of anything.
I agree.
And she's just earned money for her charity, so you can cut her loose now and still have some good done.
Mm-hmm.
And again, LaToya's charity is the Orphan Siblings of Michael Jackson Foundation, isn't it? Right? The Saved Your Majesty Foundation, is that?
Oh, Jafar and Your Majesty, the grandkids.
That's just too ridiculous.
I wonder what the other kids' names are. Randy doesn't strike me as being quite as arrogant as Jermaine, so, you know, because he has kids with that chick, too, Randy.
How the hell do you have anything to do with Randy Jackson? I don't know.
I only know that Randy and Jermaine both have kids with the same woman,
right. Okay.
Which is so weird.
It's very weird, but this is what I'm saying. Okay, in the Jackson family, I have an impression of Michael, I have an impression of Janet, I have an impression of Jermaine... And one of LaToya, because, well, she's on TV shows and psychic hotlines and stuff. I have an impression of Joe, because if he'd seen LaToya tonight, he'd have taken his shoe and beat the hell out of her. I don't have any knowledge whatsoever of Randy, of Marlon, of Tito. These are just names. These were guys.
Give me a tissue. Jermaine, stop teasing.
These are just the guys in the background of the Jackson 5 videos to me. I don't really know
which one he is. I mean, I just know his name. But like you, I mean, the only reason we know Jermaine is because he actually had a solo career and, you know, all briefly, that. Yes. I mean, he did stand out for other reasons. So
very briefly for other reasons. Yes. I think like one album. Let's get serious.
I liked it.
Do what you did to me. Yeah, whatever that was.
And but he sang the duet with Whitney Houston, If You Say My Eyes Are Beautiful. It was a pretty song. I liked it. Mm-hmm.
But all that came in like a year and a half.
Yeah,
it was
early 80s.
Yeah. And it after that, it was, I don't even, then they did the Jackson's album. I might be it after that.
They did the big victory tour, like right. 1984 or something like that.
Yes, which is, it's still famous because of how much the tickets cost and you had to send off for them and all that.
Yeah, that was it for the Jacksons.
Yeah, well, and after that, Janet had started her solo career, and then LaToya was in Playboy in like 89, 90, somewhere in there. That's really the last we've heard of the Jacksons.
Yeah, I guess.
Yes, I still have that LaToya Playboy somewhere if you'd like to see what Michael Jackson would look like naked. So,
God, no, I don't think so.
It's not good.
I think the police have some pictures of him naked, though, don't they?
For comparison purposes, yes. Yes. Can you show me on the doll where the King of Pop touched you?
You know what that reminded me of when they talked about, you know, having to take pictures of his genitals and all that was, remember Porky's whenever Miss Ballbreaker, she, you know, they stuck their penis through
the hole in the shower.
And she wanted them to do like a lineup so she could pick it out.
Porky's. Underrated 80s comedy.
Oh, that movie was hilarious.
Okay. We've lost Gary. So the men, absolutely, the men get along and they all seem to be working for their charities.
Boring.
Extremely boring. Next week, we'll go straight to the fistfights between Nene and really everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You jotted down. I think we should close. We may close all of our shows from now on with Gary's final words. Can you give it to me?
I can. As Gary was, you know, driving away in the car, he said that he was, you know, he understood and that he wasn't upset, that he was happy. You know, he left in a good mood or whatever. And he says, I can turn a tornado and thunderstorm into a rainbow and then fly over the rainbow.
Yeah, I have nothing to add. Godspeed, sweet Busey.
Yeah, where do you go from there?
You go back to therapy. You go back to several VH1 shows, probably. Busey, we hardly knew ye. All right, coming up this week for the good folks here at Donkey Taco, we will Wednesday have the DonkeyTaco.com podcast with me and you and Chris Stuckey about everything. And then late Wednesday night, we'll also have our American Idol podcast, which Paul voted off last week.
Yeah, I'm still bummed about that. Yes, but even though we didn't think he would go far, I really didn't. I don't know. I just want to know who's voting for Stefano. I mean, he must have a hell of a family.
Well, Paul's big rose-colored Porter Wagoner jackets, at least they do live on for Meatloaf.
Yeah. Oh, Paul is dating some chick, Nikki Reed or something like that, from the Twilight movies.
I have not watched those.
And Haley and Casey are dating.
Are any of those, well, Paul is, but are any of the other people old enough to date? I mean, is this like...
Casey and Haley are definitely old enough to date.
I thought Haley was like 17.
No. You can't look at that girl and see that she's older than that. Okay. She's definitely in her 20s.
I am not legally allowed to look at girls and determine how old they are. If I look and there's a question, I look away. I'm a good man.
Okay.
So, there you go. I'm just saying.
I don't think Haley's one of the teenagers on there.
Well, there's... Okay. For guys, I'll let you in on a secret. Guys always look, but there's a switch in our head that goes, nope, bad. Not all guys have that switch.
Oh, I know some that don't.
And that's when you get in trouble. Bad. Okay, so the American Idol podcast coming up later on this week. Also, at some point, we got to do the washer repair man that monetarily raped us. The organ transfer story. Sounds like we had something else good.
We ought to talk about either your 40-yard dash or your the walk you did in women's high heels. That was pretty funny, too.
Why don't you say for charity when you say that? Instead of closing out, why don't you tell them about the time you walked in women's high heels? Good night, everybody. Click, and then turn this off.
Let's tell them about the time you dressed in drag, baby.
We did meet on Craigslist, so.
Maybe we could send your shoes to Jacob.
And Jacob was arrested before Hollywood Week. That broke this week.
Yeah, that's not a big deal.
For murdering a perfectly good song, I believe. Okay, all right. Celeb Apprentice is over. We're all mourning the loss of Busey, but at least the rest of the people on the show will sleep safer.
And we're going to be dreaming of rainbows in honor of Gary Busey tonight.
Right, and I will ride that rainbow all the way into the dragon's mouth, and I will take out its garbage for a week. All right, more coming up next week for Celebrity Apprentice. For Kimberly Kerr, I'm Reed Kerr. Thanks for listening to us, the good folks over at DonkeyTaco.com. Find us on Facebook now. I don't think we've done anything with the page in about 2 weeks, but still find us there, doggone it. And we'll talk to you next week.
And what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only...